Broncos country. Let's ride.
Breaking news.
Michael Bruns.
This is the second time that breaking news has happened right when I come on the show. That's a good life lesson to be learned in all this. If you're going to give somebody over $100 million, make sure they're not weird.
Michael Bruns, Husker 24/7.
It is time to talk to our good friend Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7, who's fresh off of spring practice.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot wait to ask Michael about how the ball's coming out of Dylon's fingertips. But, Bruns, you'd be happy to know. First of all, Bruns, hello.
Hi, Bruns.
Hi, Cabana boys.
So there is a lot of chatter about the A's here. Everyone in Vegas that I've talked to is very excited that the A's will be moving in like 2 or 3 years or whenever they build that stupid stadium.
I find that hard to believe. I think you're gassing me up.
Maybe.
Yeah, many people on many Fremont streets are saying, I'm so excited for the A's.
Yeah, nobody's saying that. Nobody is saying that. Nobody anywhere is excited for the Oakland A's. So.
Not even in Oakland.
No, not even Bruns, who is of Oakland.
No, Bruns loves baseball, and I feel like the A's being so bad and not trying and wanting to move has totally just like made him stop caring about baseball. They're more interested in the Orioles.
They're crushing my soul right now, is what they're
it's
doing.
Very sad.
Bruns, you seem more interested in spring practice these days than even the Oakland Athletics.
Well, there's a lot to break down, guys. I mean, that's why I'm so excited. So
I can hear it.
I'm ready to just go straight from all the Trev talk and the AD stuff right into spring football. That's what I'm ready for.
So how'd it look today? Give me some nuggets. What'd you see?
You want some juice?
Yeah.
Well, they're in full pads. So
ooh,
there was that.
Oh.
And you know, we saw the individual period, so guys going through drills. You know, I don't know that I'm ready to make a season prediction based off of the 20 minutes I saw today, but it was good to see some things.
Yeah. People were watching intently on the quarterbacks, I assume, and Dylan Raiola's striking resemblance to Patrick Mahomes. Did that come off? Did he talk like Kermit the Frog? Was there anything like that in there?
I didn't catch if he said yes, sir, about 500 times either.
Did he do the thing where he calls the play in with his fingers?
We didn't even get that far. We've seen him, but we've seen him twice. He threw at Pro Day, so we've seen him there and saw him throw a little bit today and looked good. It looked
good. Good sample size.
huge. But I don't know. I mean, I think the fact that they're doing this competition thing where each quarterback is basically captain each team, that probably helps out the freshmen a little bit and getting some reps, a lot of reps. And, you know, I think Nebraska wants them to be in a place where, you know, they can start a game at the end of spring if they had to. So we'll see if they can get to that or not.
Bruns, I have had a bit of a theory is way too strong of a word, but I don't know, I guess a take over the last couple of days, given the very limited sample size of the video that we have seen, but also how Dylan does look in these videos, that the hype cycle is about to get like reintroduced and then start ramping up again. Do you think that is like a fair opinion to have right now? Again, it's so early in spring ball, but I don't know, there's just something about all this that seems like we're about to do it all over again, even maybe more so than when he was committing.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works. I mean, you have basically the end of April is going to be about the time when it'll ramp up again. I mean, you have a very public event where he's going to be throwing and he's probably going to look good, chucking the ball around. So I think that's generally where you add probably, what, about a game onto the win total that you have. And then when you get to August, you just kind of tack another one on just because it's fall and you're getting glowing reports and everybody's feeling good. So I think you're probably right that it'll pick up a little bit. I think it'll be after the spring game. I don't think now that you're going to get a ton of it. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying this to add to the fire or anything, but I mean, he's got a good arm, and it looks good coming out of his hand. So, I mean, that's something.
You know, one thing that, we talked about it when it happened, and now it's kind of slid into the background, which is not a bad thing at all. But the dynamic on the offensive side of the ball with the new quarterbacks coach, Glenn Thomas, and then Marcus Satterfield kind of taking on the more general OC role instead of being the quarterbacks coach and having all of his attention focused on that part of it. Like, I don't know if there probably wasn't much to take away from that conversation today, but I'm still interested in the idea of what those guys is like day-to-day or game-to-game, in-game sort of roles are, who they work with, and who they're talking to the most. Was there anything today that you were able to take away from that, seeing those coaches out there?
Well, I mean, Satterfield was walking around with different position groups. I mean, I think he was working with the tight ends, obviously, because that's his group, but I mean, I saw him over there with the running backs a little bit. He was around the quarterbacks a little bit. I know for sure he was, you know, kind of in on some offensive line drills as well. And, I mean, it's, again, small sample size because we don't get to see a ton of practice, but that was not something that we saw at all last season. So, you know, that's one thing that the change does, is it does free you up to do those kinds of things and kind of get a little bit of a feel for the other position groups as well. And, you know, you dig into his background a little bit. I mean, he's coached offensive line. He's coached, you know, wide receivers. He's done quarterbacks. So I think there's some value too, in just beyond kind of getting a bigger picture of everything to having him walk around and do that stuff. So, you know, does it translate on the field? I don't know. But I mean, that was something different that I definitely noticed today from last year.
Hey, Bruns, speaking of noticing things, one of the things that I've picked up in conversations, and I know that I've been guilty of saying it since probably the turn of the year, is like, you know, we know a lot about this team, and there might not be some weaknesses, but it just seems like quarterback is the biggest question. Do you feel like that aptly describes this team? And if it does, I wonder what you think that says about them, that there are a lot of knowns at everywhere except for quarterback. Because, like, I can't really remember doing that with this program a whole lot in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that they've done in 1 year is they've built depth. And they've been able to retain a lot of the guys who, you know, were important pieces from last year. I mean, just, you know, the offensive line is a good example of this, where, you know, you've got a lot of the same cast of characters with, you know, the depth pieces behind them being guys that were here last year too. And, you know, everybody has to play the portal game to a degree, but I think there's probably value in having the same guys around. And especially if you view yourself as a developmental program like Matt Rhule does, and being able to bring those guys along over multiple years. And, you know, there's a few spots on the field where that's not the case. I mean, obviously you said quarterback is one. I think inside linebacker is another, where it's going to look a little bit different. But beyond that, I don't think that there's a ton of questions about kind of who's going to be, you know, the starters or close to it when you get to the first game of the season. I mean, you could probably right now pencil in pretty confidently, like 18 starters right now. I mean,
wow.
Just with the way that, you know, that they retain so many guys. So, I think that's kind of where they're at. The quarterback positions being a big one, but there's a couple of battles like that that'll happen. Middle linebacker depth is important. The guard spot's going to be one to watch, I think. But I think they wanted to retain guys. They wanted to develop guys, and I think they set themselves up to do that.
What of note do you think we'll learn about this team? I mean, kind of based off of Josh's question, like, what of note do you think we'll learn about this team outside of, like, the little position battles in the next, you know, 5 or so weeks leading into the spring game? And I don't know, but my operating theory is kind of like, you kind of know what you're going to get. A lot of it's going to come down to how good that quarterback is, and then they're basically talent level the same as a lot of teams on their schedule. Is there anything real sizable that we'll be able to take away when we look at this in about a month?
Yeah, I mean, I think the spring game is going to be somewhat instructive, because the quarterback conversation, as much as it is about those three guys, those three guys can look a lot better if the people around them are better. And, you know, I think there's opportunities to kind of figure out who that's going to be at running back and wide receiver. You know, I think we kind of have an idea at wide receiver what that's going to look like. And then it always kind of feels like you get to the season and it's like, okay, well, maybe the depth isn't maybe what we thought it was. Like, you thought you had 10 guys. You probably only feel good about 7 being out there. So I think that's maybe something we can pick up in the spring a little bit, just kind of based on what guys are saying and then also kind of what we see in the spring game. But, you know, I don't think that, at least as we sit here after practice 3, that there's going to be any, like, you know, huge light bulb aha type things unless somebody just kind of has a really good spring.
Yeah, Brunson, it's kind of odd because when there are – quarterback battles, and I'll be honest, I don't really consider this a quarterback battle camp, but quarterback is a question or at least a discussion point that sucks up all of the oxygen. And yet I don't really know beyond that, which is like this foregone conclusion. I don't know what the storylines are from this spring. Like when we leave, it's just not to say like, let's fast forward the year and skip the next 5 months. But I do know that the football portion of our audience is like, yes, actually, can we do that? Because it just kind of seems like, can we just get to game one to see exactly what in the world we're talking about?
Yeah, well, and I think there's also a little bit of, you know, that you don't really have the book on this staff yet either, you know? And I think with the way last year kind of played out a little bit, you're kind of trying to really kind of get a little bit more of a sample size on what this is. And I would hope that people have understood with the way that this program's been the last 15 years, you probably want to see that play out on the field a little bit more than just kind of, you know, little kernels here and there. So, yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting spring from the standpoint, and I don't know if it's just because I've been so focused in on Nebraska basketball for the last month, but this you have a quarterback battle going on, and it felt like there just has not been very much buzz at all about spring ball this year. And, yes. And it's just kind of a weird place to be, because I guess, you know, in years past, you've probably been sitting there in the middle of January wondering when spring ball is going to start.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think basketball probably has something to do with that. And
yes. Oh, 100%.
AD of people and that
Fred
too.
Hoiberg,
as well.
Fred Hoiberg killed spring ball. That's what happened.
Wow.
Wow, Fred.
Unreal, Fred.
Way to go.
Brunts, before we let you go, I do have a baseball question for you. Josh, you can go take a break if you want to.
I gotta use the restroom.
So Brunts, 17-5. They get a game banged with K-State this week. You're going into conference play this weekend. I mean, kind of on the borderline of some top 25s right now, getting a little bit of that kind of buzz, like as the projections become, you know, more and more real as you get your way into this point of the season. Like, what's your takeaway from what they've accomplished in the first 20 plus games of the season and how they're set up in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think they did what they needed to do in non-conference play. They scheduled difficult. They won a lot of those games. And if you're, you know, a team in the Big Ten hoping to do anything in postseason, you have to set yourself up by, you know, the second week of March. And they did that. I think they've also been able to find, I think they finally kind of honed in on a good 3-man rotation for the weekend. I think that bullpen is, I mean, I don't know that we're talking about that enough, how much they flipped the script there from what it was last year to this year. And I don't know, it's just, it's a confident group. It's a quietly confident group, but they're competitive guys. And I'm kind of curious to see how this plays out once you get into Big Ten play. You know, the RPI is not going to look as great just by virtue of having to play games in the Big Ten, but I mean, all you can do is kind of take care of the opportunities that you have and, you know, keep winning games. That's really all North teams in the North do.
Exactly. Michael Brunts of Husker 24/7. Brunts, good to talk. We'll keep asking people about the A's. I'm sure they'll know who they are at some point.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be eager to hear the report.
See you, Michael. Bye, Brunts.
Thanks.
Michael Brunts of Husker 24/7. Spring ball. Fred Hoiberg killed spring ball.
Didn't kill bad takes, though.
Uh-oh, what do we got?
Theo.
Oh, hi, Theo.
Do we think, here's my question.
Is Theo a bot?
No, does Theo believe, or is Theo just having fun?
I don't
trolling?
Know. I don't
Theo
know.
Theo writes, guarantee Sadie calls option when the run game stalls. Wake up.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up. Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're not going to run the option with Dylan Raiola.
They're not going to run the option with Dylan Raiola.
He doesn't run.
There might be some option plays like the RPOs.
Yeah.
Have you heard of RPOs?
I've seen this and heard about
it. Now,
this.
Just to be clear, Theo, those don't count.
That's not an option.
That's not the option.
It's
yes.
an option.
What I assume that Theo is talking about is the option.
Yes.
They're not going to run the option.
Yeah.
They're not. They will not try and turn Dylan Raiola into Eric Crouch.
No.
Also, I thought people liked the option. What? I don't get this.
No, now people don't like the option because it gets your quarterbacks hurt.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the correct take.
Because of Sam McEwen. Sam McEwen has written about this.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, interesting. So now they hate the option.
Interesting. Yeah. So Sam has changed people's minds on the option.
I think that that's the case.
I did not see that one coming.
Yeah. It really is a stunner.
It is.
It really is a stunner.
Coming up next, Josh. Time for you to unload your top five.
I am so excited for this.
We'll talk Vegas movies.
Woo.
When we return in the Connor Happer Show live from Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?